Let my peace be with you, O my master and superior, O Abu Abdallah. And with the souls that died honorably with you today. Greetings of Allah's peace be with you forever, and for as long as I live, and the night and the day remain. May Allah not make this the last time I get to visit you, Abu Abdallah.
Is that Hussein's head?
Yes, my master. It's Hussein's head.
Oh, Hussein, your family has arrived. I shall fill the Kufi's eyes with terror. Complete dread and agonizing horror. As they watch your family be taken, Hussein, as prisoners. And not even their blood relation to their grandfather Mohammed can help them.
My beloved, by Allah, you wish to greet me just as you used to do.
Is this what Hussein really wished for you? Your people lived in peace and tranquility in your grandfather's city. So what made you come to us? Only a few letters from frightened men? Pledging loyalty would have been more peaceful. If Hussein would have just remained in his city, he would have harvested the reward of giving to the poor, and sheltering the needy, and given Islamic rulings, and would have then entered paradise. But now... You are Zainab, Ali's daughter. I have heard that your father used to turn out his lamps so no one would see your shadow. Did I hear correctly? All praise belongs to Allah, who was dishonored and killed by you.
All praise belongs to Allah, who has honored us with his prophet and thoroughly purified us from uncleanliness. Indeed, only the guilty will be dishonored, and the sinful will lie, but we are not them.
Well, what do you think of what Allah did to your brother and his family?
By Allah, I didn't see anything but good being done.
Good being done? Is it good to see your whole family killed?
These are people whose fate was written with the hands of martyrdom. They went where Allah wanted them to go. Allah will gather us on Judgment Day, where you'll be punished. And then you will see where the true power lays. On that fateful day, you will see Marjana's son.
All praise belongs to Allah, who satisfied my heart with the killing of your tyrant Hussein, and the opposition of his disobedient followers.
If your eyes were satisfied with Hussein's murder, then know that the eyes of Allah's messenger used to be satisfied at the sight of him. He used to kiss him, and carry him and his brother on his back. So be ready to answer on Judgment Day.
It will be justice to cut off the tongues of Ali's children.
Is the man who follows the good pleasure of Allah like the man who draws on himself the wrath of Allah and whose abode is in hell, a woeful refuge?
Who are you?
Damn you! You will answer the prince right now!
This is Ali, Hussein's son.
Tell me, did Allah not kill Ali?
I had a brother named Ali you've already killed. And he has a debt to settle with you on Judgment Day.
Damn you! How dare you talk back to me when I speak to you? Shamir! Kill this man now!
Isn't what you've already shed of our blood sufficient? You have killed my protector, desecrated my family, and uprooted my roots. If this heals your heart, then you are healed indeed. And I wonder about the one who's healed by the killing of his nation. If you want to kill him, then kill me as well.
Oh, my dear prince. My dear prince. My dear prince, leave him alone.
No, I shall kill him and finish this once and for all. Kill this plaguing disease and wipe out this family.
He has a disease that will kill him and will free you of him.
Disease? The illness will be more painful for you than death itself.
And when I am ill, it is he who cures me.
Take him to prison!